Welcome in, everybody, to the Can We Kick It podcast. I'm your host, Mike, along with Chuck here.
What's up, Mikey boy?
Not much, man. How's it going? You up in the Northeast, freezing, as I've heard.
Yeah, I'm up in the Northeast where they say the part of the country where they say warder.
Word
A
or, oh God, yeah.
murder
Yeah.
dirter. Up in east up in the Philly area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a Philly cheesesteak, so I mean, when in Rome, you gotta eat as the Romans, you know?
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was nice little tasty cheesesteak for dinner.
Nice.
So, yeah, but no Yingling yet.
Yeah.
No, everybody else had a drink at dinner, but I had water, so.
Yeah. That's classic us. We don't tend to skew to the alcohol.
Not much. Not much.
So you
How
flew
you
to
doing? How's Houston?
good. It's cold, finally. Getting used to that. Just replaced a hot water heater. Blow my brains out. Going to Denver next week, so I'm really looking forward to freezing my ass off there.
Yeah, you can see some snow as well.
Yeah. Looking at the forecast, it may not snow all that much, but it's definitely going to be in the high 20s, but it may not be in that moisture, but looking forward to it. And going to watch some hockey. You going to a Flyers game while you're up there?
No, the only Flyers game was tonight, and we had a team dinner
Ah.
thing. But I'm gonna try to go next week to Devils game when I'm
Nice.
in Jersey. So they play at the Prudential Center. So I'm gonna try to make it over there. We'll see if I can make it
That'd
happen.
be good. That'd be good. And they're doing not terrible, if I'm not mistaken, for the Devils.
The Devils.
The Devils. You stole my Jesus fish, didn't you?
He stole
Oh
my
yeah,
Jesus.
they're second in the Metro, so yeah, that could be a good one. Yeah.
Little better than the Rangers.
Yeah, which they were beating the Stars tonight, but now it's 3-3. So they blew a
Yeah.
3-1 lead.
It's very Rangers of them.
Yeah. No bueno. But yeah, man, it's been good trying to catch up on TV. I don't know, you flew to Philly's area, so I assume you watched Interstellar on the plane.
No, they don't have United took it off. So when Ashley and I went to Florida back in December, on the way there, Interstellar was on there. Watch it. On the way back, they had changed up their whole offering.
Damn.
So this time, no, I just watched the rest of Squid Games and an
Nice.
episode, the last recent episode of Silo.
Nice. Well, you're in
So.
luck. Interstellar is now on Netflix, so you could
I
download it
know.
for the flight.
Yeah, that's true. I told my whole family about it. So I'm trying to make everybody that hasn't watched it watch it.
Yeah, people
So.
should start listening to us more. I don't know, like I just got Marcus into Tires on Netflix with Shane Gillis, and he's loving it. So,
Well, that's what I try to tell people. If I'm not like. It's like we watch a ton of TV. If you're looking for a show. Listen to us, even if it's outside of like what your genre you usually like. We talk about some shows, we may not like them as much as we do, but there's like if I'm recommending something personally, then I think that if I know you, I think you would like it, even if it's outside of like your comfort zone.
yeah.
But I mean, there's this, some shows that I think are universal. And then, there's a real popular shows that most people like,
Yeah.
but even the ones that are kind of different, I think, if they're well made and it's a good story, then,
For sure.
most
Industry,
people would like it.
Succession.
Yeah,
I know
well, I mean,
Succession's kind
even
of a
though.
slow burn for some people, but you know, those are well-made shows.
And those are still popular shows, but like even like for me, something like somebody, I always recommend Somebody Somewhere and Station 11, Mr. Robot, like
Oh
ones
yeah.
that may not be super mainstream or popular,
True.
but are well done. It can always default to a Taylor Sheridan show, which I've now watched two,
Getting you.
and
He's reeling
fucking
you
bonkers.
in.
I heard, so, as we've talked about before, 1883 was awesome and one of my favorite, I mean, not favorite of all time, but just a generally good show.
It moved
I
you. It
heard
moved you.
I cried, yes. But I heard 1923 with Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford is like the best one out of all of them. I'm like, oh
Crazy.
God, I gotta watch that.
Yep.
So I would argue that maybe nothing in this world is better than Landman so far.
Landman is wild. I'm surprised, like I knowing that you're not big Taylor Sheridan, but you got into 1883. I'm surprised you guys got into it, but I love the fact that you guys are like blown away by it because it's hilarious. The dialogue in
Yeah,
that show is crazy.
Blanca's watching it. We're both, I think before I left, we had finished through episode five. I watched six on the plane. Or no, well, I was running on the treadmill here last night.
Nice.
So I'm on seven, and that's I think nine is current. So I Billy Bob Thornton is best at, for me, Friday Night Lights, Bad Santa, and I was just thinking of something else, but, and then Fargo, the
Yes.
first season, and then Landman.
Yeah.
When he plays like, especially just think Friday Night Lights, the movie, and Landman, a West Texas like dickhead, but he's just so natural when he just and then the
When
Bad
he's
Santa in is just
Laying it out like how it really is, it's Billy Bob Thornton at his best. When he's just like, look, we're all getting fucked here, okay? Like, that's him at his best. Bad Santa, all of that stuff, dude. When he's just laying it out for real and everybody else is just like, oh my God, did he really say that? It's like, yeah, that's Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, it's the performance is wild, and there's no greater spectacle on TV at this moment than Landman.
There's not. It's so great. Yeah. With him and Ellie Lauder and just all these people at John Hamm, which you're on six, so I'm on episode eight. I'm on the
Nine
whatever
just
the
came out this week.
yeah, whatever this week's is, I'm on. And
Okay.
Demi Moore is in it, which I think she's gonna have a bigger role,
Hey,
either
she
at the
just
end.
started in episode six. She started talking.
Yeah. Oh, just wait. Just you wait. I watch Landman and I love it because it's like reminded me of the time when I was living out there because it was just like all you did was work or you fucking partied and that was all you did. And the shit's
Yeah.
wild. I didn't stay in a man camp, but I can imagine
Did,
it's
I
a
was gonna say, were you in a
fucking
man
nightmare.
camp? And in the man camp, did you start talking to a guy he worked with wife after he got blown up by
Hitting a fucking metal pipe bridge.
hitting a pipe wrench with a fucking metal hammer?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
And then when they threatened to kill you, you're just like double down and started going mowing
Yeah.
her lawn.
I split those tens. I'm like, I'm going all in. It's all or nothing. And the way I'm gonna get in there is by mowing her grass.
Hey, you never know. You never mow another guy's lawn. That
Kingpin, baby.
was
Oh,
it.
dude. Yeah, it's hilarious with Ellie Lauder being just the crazy ex, now potentially new wife, and his daughter is just as wild as she is. And they're like going to that What have you? Are you to the retirement home part yet?
No.
Oh God. Okay. All right. You'll get there.
No, I
Anyways.
just the last episode is she goes to her Cooper's in the hospital, and she goes to her ex-husband's, and the lawyers greet her, and she gets her Bentley, and they're driving back. And then Billy Bob Thornton gets to some West Texas justice
Hell yeah.
on
Just whoop
the
ass.
guys that put Cooper in the hospital. Oh, and then yeah, Demi Moore talks when they go to Fort Worth, and then John Hamm's daughter like lives at home and goes to TCU, and apparently like
Just lets her party, however. Like, oh, if they get hammered, they just call my driver. Like, oh, to be rich.
yeah. But no.
Yeah, it's get Landman is gonna win some it's gonna win some Emmys. I can't wait to see that because it's gonna be hilarious.
Speaking of Emmys, did you
Yeah.
watch Golden Globes or anything?
Only bits and pieces. Jackie was watching it. I was watching the Lions
Oh,
Vikings game.
yeah, with Dax Shepard was watching it too from the Golden Globes.
Was it really? I saw him on there
Yeah.
when his wife got nominated or got,
Yeah.
shown on screen. He was like, I was like, oh, I bet he's watching. Yeah. Because he's a
Yeah,
big
I
Lions fan.
know.
He's like, he's from Detroit. Yeah.
Him and Eminem and Kid Rock.
Yep.
No, we actually watched all of it. I
Nice.
don't know why. Well, I had it on Paramount Plus all day. Like, we were coming and going and had the Texans game and Titans, and then
Yeah.
the Broncos game was on after that, and it just went right into the Golden Globes. So we ended up watching most of it, and didn't really learn anything new on the TV front.
No. I
Just
mean,
that there's a bunch of movies that I never heard of.
yeah, movies, yeah, kind of popped up. 'Cause like Kieran Culkin won for a movie he did.
Yeah, with Jesse Eisenberg.
And I had no idea it was even out. Yeah.
In some Amelia Perez or something about a cartel deal or true story about a cartel leader that transitioned to a woman.
Hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, that
What
was like a big award winner.
was it, Whitey Bulger?
Bulge her.
Exactly.
And then another big winner, like for score, was like some tennis movie with Zendaya.
Oh, Challengers, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I never heard of any of these movies that were like winning shit. Now the Challenger soundtrack was cool with Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails, and Atticus Ross. They do a bunch of soundtracks, but
It's a
Nikki
soft
Glaser
year for
was funny.
movies. Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing, the Brutalist won a bunch of
Yeah.
awards, which is A24
Yeah.
flick with Adam Brody,
Oh, they're,
and
yeah,
then,
A24's crushing movies over the last 3 years. Yeah.
but I think the big winners on the TV front were Shogun. I know Shogun won, I think, best series, and then it was either best actor or best supporting actress. Like they won two of the acting awards, male and female. And
And the awards I watched, I was like, oh, they're gonna win, and like they won. It was Jean Smart for Hacks. I was like, oh yeah, she's
Hacks won
gonna
a
win.
bunch, yeah.
And then the other one was the chick from Baby Reindeer.
Oh, did she win something?
Yeah, she won for like best lead in a short series or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was funny because she was like making her way upstage and like her dress was like falling, and she was like, oh, almost showed you my Golden Globes right there. Hilarious. But
Nice.
yeah, I heard Nikki Glaser did good as host. Yeah.
Yeah, she did really well. So it was nice. And then like Demi Moore was there, and then they did this whole skit with her and another lady, and I guess It was basically her movie, The Substance. Like, she won an award for this movie, The Substance, and like they each of them get activated on different week. I don't know, but there was a lot of stuff I never heard of, which I think shows kind of either. But I think when we do our year in review and our year rankings, you still watched a lot of TV, but I don't think, I mean, the only new movie I saw this year was Wicked.
Oh, I didn't
So,
see that yet. No, how was that?
and I've seen the musical like twice. So, it was good. I think, I mean, depending on if you like that kind of stuff, but, it's 2 hours and 41 minutes, and that's just act one.
That's right. I heard it was Act One, yeah.
So, I mean, it's very true to the musical, but it's you get to see, movies, you get to see more of the extended universe than just, the set on stage. But so I think Wicked won. There was a lot of Wicked that was up for an award. Squid Game, they were up for a few awards for season two, which just came out on the 26th, so I don't know how
I
it
don't know how
come.
that works.
But
You saw Wicked. I don't know, talking to movies, I watched Carry On, which was on Netflix with
yeah.
I don't know, I can't remember his name in real life, but he's Eggsy from The Kingsman, and Jason Bateman, who plays a bad guy. It's like a modern Die Hard take. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was surprisingly better than I thought it was going to be. For Bateman to be in it, he carried it.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty much, it's funny, like, 'cause I like I'm kind of my nighttime TV right now. I'm rewatching Arrested Development.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then last night in the hotel, a movie with Jason Bateman and Dax Shepard's wife and Vince Vaughn and Malin Aukerman and Jon Favreau, where they go to island where they couples retreat or something, I
Couples
think it's
retreat.
called. And just think about man, Jason Bateman's come like a long way to get to Ozark. And like what's he doing now? So,
Couples
I mean,
Retreat
he's
is an
always been good.
odd one for him. I don't know. I think he did that for a favor for Jon Favreau. I don't know, but that was an odd one for him to pick.
But he still, he kind of plays the same.
He's kind of typecasted.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he's kind of the same in all Ozark. He's just like up a notch because he's also, you don't think of him as like
Let's make it a little darker.
on the wrong side of the law. But yeah, a lot going on in the TV world, movie world. We got Severance coming out next week. So
Cannot wait. The 17th, baby.
we gotta do, have you started rewatch the season one?
Not yet. What are we? We're 10 days out. We're 9 days out. How many episodes were there again? I'm gonna do like an episode a day.
I think there was 10.
Okay,
There
maybe
was a
I'm gonna do
lot of Severance.
two episodes a day.
I think Apple does 10 for most of their seasons. Shrinking was, I remember I was like, damn, why is Shrinking so long?
Severance was 9. Okay, so
Nine,
I got an
okay.
episode a day. Okay, cool. Yeah, I am gonna do a rewatch for sure. We got that coming. Squid Game it's fully been dropped on Netflix. They did that, I think, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You
The day
finished
after
it,
Christmas.
or the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, to some.
Yes. I finished it on the plane.
Nice. So I'm on episode. I just finished episode 5, and I'll get your take on it because you finished it. I'm enjoying it. It's kind of slow compared to last year, and then maybe it was hyped up like crazy. The first episode was just gangbusters great with the Russian roulette scene at the end. But just watching episode 5, it kind of drug a little bit, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's like 2 episodes left. How is this going to be any flavorful? But I think we were talking offline. This is like part one, and
Yeah.
season 3 is like part two, which also comes out this year. So if that's the case, I kind of figured they were doing some character development to for this season. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people were upset the way it ended because they weren't aware that it's like basically a two-part season. I thought it was good. I mean, I really enjoyed the I think you have to look at it as the whole season of the story. It is a little Episode 5 to 6 is interesting because, yeah, episode 5 seems to drag out, and then like the first half of 6 could have been like you could have made where they start the game in episode 5. That could have you could have took some stuff out and finished the game. There's a lot, which we don't even know the extent of, and you won't know that they're doing back, they're spending a lot of time on that will make sense later. And I think that's where you kind of gotta, you'll have to
I
judge
figure,
over the course of season 2 and season 3 or season 1A and 1B. But I think it was just so. Season 1 was just something we've never seen before. And I think when you start to think about, because I was trying to explain to people that I hadn't watched it, and even like Blanca tried to watch it, it was too much violence for her. And every time she walked by, if I was watching it, like there'd be
So I
like
just get
the people
capped.
getting killed. And I'm like, you have to look at the show through the lens of like class system, and you know, and that was so what was bonker. I mean, it's a little different season two because they're voting after every game.
That is
Where in
different.
the first season they had one vote, they voted to go home, they went home, but they offered them a chance to come back, and like 80% of the people came back. So, you know. The typical people that get into debt and gambling and other things like that, they're you're never sad, you know. And it made me think of like, okay, if I win the lottery, right, and I start like, oh, I'll never burn through that. Well, guess what? Most of the lottery winners burn through their money and go bankrupt, or you know, like, because once you have the taste, you want more. You always think you can get it back. And that's kind of the beauty of the show is like, you know, especially in the second season where they vote after the game. It's like, oh, okay, well, all the
Just
you
one
go home
more.
with, yeah, well, and they're like, oh, well, now my chances are better because there's less people and just one more and I'll do it. But then at the end, it's like, there's still going to be a lot of people that will do it. It's in the, in, you know, in the first season, you found the VIPs and the front man and then the old man. But, you know, it's the only thing that's kind of interesting to me is that, you know, in the first season, player one was, you know, behind the games. And then in season 2, Mike. Ji-hun doesn't think that there could be anybody playing that's involved, you
See,
know. Now,
I haven't finished it, but I have a theory that he fucking knows. He knows Hans that dude is Hans Gruber because he fucking knows. Like, Hans Gruber can smoke a German cigarette and not get fazed. That's how I know he's not Bill Clay. He's Hans Gruber. Die hard, people. Watch it. I have a feeling that Gian knows, or whatever his name is, knows that that dude is in on it.
well, yeah, let's talk afterwards. But it's, yeah, we'll have to talk more about the episode 6 and 7 when you watch. There's a lot more you'll find out over the next two episodes, but there's still it'll still leave you on a cliffhanger, which is a perfect setup. So I think society nowadays is quick to react about everything if they're not instantly satisfied. So
Well,
I
it's
think
this new generation. I mean, you can see it in the show as itself, where like there's like influencers and like crypto and all this stuff. And I'm
the
watching. I'm like, this is a new generation of writers. Like season one was like, dude, they were murdering people the first night in the game, and like the second like game, like nobody's killing anybody in the middle of the night. I'm like, this is a totally different generation of I don't want to kill somebody. And then
Well,
I'm gonna say,
I
I know
would,
it's
yeah, I would.
controversial. I love DJ Thanos.
Oh,
Hilarious.
Thanos is the best.
Hilarious.
And don't get too comfortable with nobody trying to kill each other during the night. So,
After them
I
sleeping on the bottom of the bunks at the end of this episode, I was like, okay, it's starting to warm up.
yeah. So, but then I think what there's like four Korean pop stars in this, in this season. But Thanos, it's an interesting story about Thanos. He was in, I forget his real name, but one of the K-pop bands. And like he was basically like, and there was like he forgot his lyrics in like one of their performances in real life. And I think they talk about that maybe in an episode you haven't seen yet.
No, they
But
just
as
talked about it.
Thanos.
How he
Okay.
like it was like a
And
TV competition and he
yeah.
forgot his lyrics.
Yeah, that was a real life thing that happened to him too. And then, but the interesting thing, I don't know if you read about it, but the pop star who plays Thanos, he got busted for weed and was like had to go to jail for like a year and was basically blackballed and no one would hire him. And then Jae Young, the guy who plays Ji Hoon Song, the main character 456, he befriended him and he told the director that he would be great for it, and like and they convinced him, but he couldn't get any work. It's like if you go to prison in like South Korea, you're basically like exiled or something, is the
Dude should
way I
come
was reading the backstory.
DJ over here. He'd be crushing it.
Oh yeah, we'd love him. Like he's, I mean, this is it, just the taking drugs and doing every
Dude,
game, like
I love how he's just like,
the round one, you're like
yeah. And I love like there's like dialogue going on, and he's like he popped a pill, and he's and it's like somebody's like talking next to him. You just see him in the background, and he's like this. He's like
Well,
DJ, and I was just like, oh, this is great.
and I was reading a review of the show, and some people were like, I hope everybody's watching in Korea with English subtitles so you can hear Thanos talk in Korean and then say something like, hey, bro, like just in English. Like he'll just go from Korean to English. Like the only one on the show that's doing that. It's amazing.
So great.
But
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
enjoying it. I can't wait to see the finale of three season 2A.
And what else do we got on the docket? So, Silo.
Silo, I gotta watch. No, I watched this week's, which now we're starting to get. It took a long way to get there, but now we're starting to circle back into the second half of the first book.
Yeah, so just a little preface on, so I am about halfway, well, 200 pages into Wool.
Nice.
So I don't think I'm quite halfway, but I got the Kindle Scribe for my birthday. You just take notes and stuff at work instead of having a notebook. It's great. But now I'm also downloading books, and I was trying to read Wool in my paperback, but I ended up, I'm just doing it on the Kindle, and it's nice traveling with it. So I read like a bunch on the plane and stuff, but
Nice.
book is really good. But I'm trying to get through. I was trying to get through it about the time, like this season wrapped up so I can finish kind of the same time.
I got a feeling it's gonna wrap up just like the book. So you're in for a good read. But yeah, where I think I said a couple weeks ago when we were talking about it, how like she stays to try to get the pumps going to drain the water and
Yeah.
blah 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 blah. And I was like, I guess they're not doing that. They just took a long way of getting to it. There's a lot more going on. But I'm starting to really, really like it now that they're getting back on track because the book is phenomenal.
Yeah. And yeah, this week I think was the best episode in a while. And the so episode 9, season 2 of Silo, or no, 8. 9 is coming out this Friday. But yeah, we got to meet the I don't know, the other survivors or of the other silo. Silo 19, I
The
think it is. I
others.
forget. Yeah. The others. One's good with a bow and arrow. Dude, and they make Jules like this in the book too. She's tough as shit.
Tough.
The arrow to the chest. One thing I go through different changes of the book, but I like how like Walk in the book is a man. And Walk in the show is an old like lady.
It is a little
So
different. They have flipped some stuff, yeah.
yeah. But
But I also do like that we, and I think I texted you last week when last week's episode, or maybe it was the end of this week's, we got to see inside Silo 18's vault, whichever one Bernard is in. I can't keep the number straight of
yeah.
which vault, Silo is which. But we got to see inside the vault, and it's just books and artifacts and like a model of the solar system and all that stuff. That I don't think is that deep in the book. Like, it's
Yeah.
actually books that he's reading in the book about
Yeah.
the what are they called? The it's not the not the foundation, but or I guess the legacy. They call it
The
the legacy. And so, but in the TV show, it's like an iPad.
Yeah. You're like, here you go, Lucas Kyle, who was sent to the mines, but now is my shadow. Take this iPad with this AI thing. We can't go above ground, or people are eating fucking, little bowls of soup and hard biscuits and but yeah, it's another show that's about class and society, and then the down deep and the upper level, and the down deep in the season turns off the lights and shows how IT still has lights, and
Good
I mean
power play.
it's setting up the what the rebellions, and basically in this episode we learn basically by setting up the structure that they did, I guess maybe with the Pact or Salvador Quinn. Bernard credits him for not having a rebellion for 150 years or whatever the time period is.
Yeah, because there was a compound that they put in the water to make people
To make people forget.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. How can I? They put that shit in the water.
Exactly. Which I do also like that the sheriff had the shakes and then he doesn't have the shakes anymore. Could be a side effect of the compound. Think on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really starting to enjoy the season. I can't wait to see how they're going to close it out. I got a feeling I know it's going to wrap up just like the end of the first book. It's going to be fantastic. And then we'll get to like the next level in that series. It's going to be amazing. So, I'm glad you're reading it because the book is it doesn't as far as I've gotten in the books, it doesn't go, the books don't go into the
Yeah.
lamplighters or firelight, whatever the fire keepers or whatever that shit is, but yeah, it's really good. Before we get to the main course, because we're going to talk about shrinking in a minute. I don't know if you have any other side watches. I've been watching You on Netflix with Penn Badgley, and I'm on the latest season, season 4. I think it's season 4. Yeah, and it's bangers, man. It's a great like murder show. Like, dude becomes obsessed and then starts killing people, like to get closer to these chicks. It's such a crazy show. And people were like really starting to like the main character. If I think Penn Badgley was like, "Why do you guys like this guy? He's a fucking murderer." Like, it's really funny how like people get hooked. Like people that think like Theon Greyjoy is like a, or not Theon, but oh gosh, the guy that turned him into Reek on Game of Thrones. Oh, Bolton, yeah, Ramsay. Yeah, how they really liked him, and it's like, dude, that dude was a sociopath. Yeah, but that leads me into a question I have for you. Did you have any other shows that you're watching?
I mean, there's two other shows I'm watched. I just started The Man on the Inside, which is Michael Schur's show, with Ted Danson on
Oh, yeah.
Netflix, where, and it's, I only watched the first two episodes. Basically, Ted Danson's retired, widowed, and finds an ad in Craigslist to basically become like a spy for like, to uncover some theft in a nursing home. So,
I like that premise.
not very far into it yet, but it's got a couple people from The Good Place, which was another Michael Schur show with Ted Danson. And it was funny. It was very, I mean, it's not super deep or blow your socks off, but it's a very Michael Schur a show. And then I'm in episode 4 of Black Doves with Keira Knightley on Netflix. Marcos was talking about it as well. I started it a while back. I'm just there's so much going on. I'm gonna try to burn through it, but it was really good so far. It's like MI5 kind of British crime secret drama type show.
Jackie started it and she really liked it as well. I need to ask her how far she got on it. But yeah, Jackie really liked it. Yeah.
It's just so hard, like, and then with there's a lot of so it feels like a lot of times during this year we couldn't find anything on that we were really talking about much,
Yeah.
and now it seems like there's so much out there that I'm watching, or like, I mean, thankfully you finished Squid Game, Shrinking, Silo's almost over.
Yeah, we've offloaded some good hits, and it's like, okay, I gotta, yeah, it
Well,
seems like there's a lot right now.
it's gonna be interesting to see. I think our next episode we'll do our top shows of 2024. But it'll be definitely be interesting to see what is, what from the end of the year made it on. Like, I mean, there's some going to be some shows that aren't eligible for us, like Landman, and
Squid
Silo,
Game.
which are still going. Squid Game is available because
I guess we could throw that in there. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
it was all released on the 26th. So,
That's before the deadline.
So it just has to be complete before the end of the year. Even though we just finished watching it, I just finished it in January, but
It'll be
and
interesting to see what makes it from the first half of the year to this full year. I'll have to go back and look at my list for the first half because there might be some bumps.
I mean, I think for me, my top probably 2-3 shows are gonna still remain in but more to come on that. So I don't want to give too
Yeah.
much away. But
Think I got something sneaking into the top three that wasn't there before. Yeah.
what
So.
you hadn't finished, you never watched Shogun fully, did you?
No, not yet. No.
Yeah.
I've got a
So
week to power through.
Yeah, you better get on that puppy, because that won a bunch of awards. So like Blanca tried to start watching it last night, and then I told her I was one episode ahead of her in layman's, so she switched over. But also she was like, you really have to pay attention, and she was texting and doing stuff. And yeah, it's like Squid Game too, especially because Shogun's mostly in another language, and you've got to look up at the screen.
Yeah, you got to
So
battle between like looking down and looking like, oh, what is he saying? Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
so but yeah, and then we got, we mentioned Severance coming January, and then there's another show coming in February that's popular that we watch, but I can't remember it right now. So
White Lotus.
yes, White Lotus.
Yes.
So couple good ones coming up.
Yeah, so I'll have to go back and look. There's something else coming out in April. There's some other shows coming out. There's one called Paradise, which is about like the president gets killed and his like bodyguard gets investigated. And then Jon Hamm has a new one coming out called Your Friends and Neighbors, where he is like he lost his like brokerage firm or whatever in the market, so he just starts like robbing his rich neighbors. And he like robs one house too many and sees shit that he shouldn't. And then I think maybe it's Andor season two is coming out. I think that's in April. Yeah. So,
And there's also something coming out with Seth Rogen on Apple TV, and it is called The Studio,
yeah.
in March, which he gets a job as the head of the studio. Yeah, so like, yeah, that comes out in March, and Your Friends and Neighbors April 11th on Apple TV. So there's a couple things coming out. So it'll be a good start to the year.
Yep. And then the last thing I just started, and I wanted to ask you this question because it's on a platform I don't normally watch, or a studio that I don't normally watch. I started watching The Agency. It's on Showtime. And I have Paramount plus Showtime, the package, whatever. But it's got Michael Fassbender, it's got Bernard from Westworld in it. It's got some sprinkles of other people. Richard Gere is in it. It's about a guy who gets pulled out of like a deep cover, and he's brought back to London to work, to the C, as part of the CIA. So it's the U.S. spy agency, but in London, and it's about the effects of like being a deep cover spy on like a person who forms all these connections. Anyway, long story short, it's on Showtime. I seem to have a hard time getting into shows on Showtime. I don't know if it's the quality of the writing or the style of cinematography. I have a really hard time getting into Showtime shows. Like, I haven't started Dexter, so that's an outlier because I've heard Dexter is phenomenal from a couple of people. But like Homeland and Billions, I tried watching Billions and I just could not get into it. I don't know what it is. Do you watch stuff on Showtime?
So I think you hit the nail on the head, and Billions is going to be my example. I think Showtime's always been kind of like the almost seems like knockoff HBO. Like as far as quality,
Yeah.
I think, like I honestly think, like FX and Apple TV and others have blown by Showtime. So I think it's dropped down even more. But like the example of Billions, so after, I think it was after the third season of Succession, or maybe even the last, I was looking for something similar to watch, and watched like three episodes of Billions, and was like, it didn't do it for me,
It's not the same.
And it was just, it felt like a low rent Succession.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just bias and I shouldn't have, but I couldn't get into it either. And honestly, that's what's kind of kept me from watching some shows like Yellow Jackets, which is critically acclaimed and seemed like it'd be right up my alley. So I think I'm gonna have to give some of the things a try, but it's just, and like you mentioned, like I mean, I like Dexter, the original Dexter, and then Shameless. Like I
Yeah.
watched those two shows on Showtime, so there was an error where Showtime was good. And I think maybe, to be honest, I think maybe whenever HBO was really good, like Showtime was good. And then now that HBO's kind of dropped off and Showtime's kind of dropped off, and you see,
They
like,
pulled back. Yeah.
yeah. So
I could
I
see
don't
that.
know.
Maybe, they play to their competition, like
Yeah.
Oklahoma football, usually does. Oh, when it's a good team, we'll play good, but when it's a lower team, we'll play low. Because yeah, I'm with you. Like when, I started watching Billions, and I don't think I made it past the second episode, and it felt like I was watching an off-Broadway Succession. I was just like,
Yeah.
I get it. Like Axelrod is like he's cool. Like everybody wants to. Like I can't relate to that guy at all because he's like crazy intelligent. He's got billions of dollars. Like I can relate to Logan, to Kendall on Succession all day for wanting to achieve those things, but like then you've got like Paul Giamatti, who I love, is playing like the district attorney, but his wife is also like the therapist at Axelrod at his like
Yeah.
firm, and it's like this huge conflict of interest type shit. And then it was weird. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know if it's the Showtime thing,
Yeah.
but. I'm glad I asked because I had a hard time getting into Showtime shows, and I want to like The Agency. I like Michael Fassbender. I think he's a great actor. I think he's underutilized. I think he got swept up in too much X-Men. And I like Bernard from Westworld,
Yeah.
but the
Yeah.
show lacks. I don't know if it's clarity or there's no hook. I'm just like are you gonna set the line, or am I just gonna take the bait and run? I don't know. So it's an interesting take on Showtime. So,
Yeah. No, I think it's a good segue into our last
yeah.
topic, but I don't, in regards to time, I don't think we'll go too deep in it because don't want to keep everybody on too long, but shrinking. So I think this, yeah.
Phenomenal.
This is definitely gonna, I don't think I had it in my top 10 last year or season one, but it's definitely gonna be in there this year. And sometimes it's maybe not normally a show that you would put in there, but this season was perfect. And I'm gonna say this, I think it's on par with Ted Lasso season one and better than all the other Ted Lasso seasons. And I think part of it is Roy Kent coming
Totally
in
agree.
that whole storyline. But it's such an interesting show because it's kind of like, and just gonna relate it in a different context, but like Somebody Somewhere, which is one of my favorite shows, that just ended after three seasons. All like these two shows and are about dealing with grief and interpersonal relationships and finding kind of your tribe of people. And when shows like that are done well, they hit home, I think, with the viewer, and like at least for me, because they're what a lot of times we're too afraid of to do in real life, you know, to deal with problems, to talk to
Yeah.
people about it, to develop these close relationships, or in this case of the season, to forgive.
Yeah.
And they go through this journey of forgiveness, or at least partially forgiveness, I think, at the end for Jason Segel's character. I think it's the start of it, where I just don't know in real life if we could do that, if like that was me, if I could do that, you know. But it's more of like of not wanting to process
Yeah.
that emotionally. So I just think that it's like it hits so well because it's like brings out the best in how you would want to handle, even when it's at its worst, it's still better than probably a lot of how most people would handle it in real
For
life.
sure.
But it's just like
This
there's
is real
always a
life.
joke.
Jason Segel would still be doing Molly and banging prostitutes if this
Yeah.
was real life. Yeah.
And there's always like on the rewatchables, and they like when they talk about stuff and they talk about Raj or Roger Ebert, it's like reviews
Yeah.
of movies. And they're like, Raj loves story. And I think that's why we watch, you know. I think sometimes you watch for action and comedy and like the popcorn kind of thing, but at the heart of every, you know, everything is story. And I think this just, and I think, and sorry, I'll let you cook on this in a
Go
second. Bill Lawrence is like the master at this. You know,
ahead. Amazing.
you think of Scrubs and Ted Lasso and now Shrinking. I don't know if there's anybody better at story, especially in like the kind of length of his shows
Yes.
and how you can make comedy out of it as well.
Yeah. Comedy out of grief, dark
Yeah.
comedy. Bill Lawrence, Brett Goldstein, throw in Jason Sudeikis, now Jason Segel, I'm sure to some degree, but Ted Lasso in this show, I think you're a show about, struggling with and dealing with change, but also about hope. Right. I mean, Ted Lasso, fish out of water, just
Yeah.
blind, inspiration, aspiration. It's going to be great. We're going to do great. Right. And then, like, Shrinking,
The eternal
where,
optimist.
yeah, the exact opposite of Shrinking, where it's like everything's fucked and we have to do something radical to change that. Right. But nobody likes change. And I think I agree. This season, I think they finished Ted Lasso, which. Just leave it at season three. There's no reason to try to pick up and change and suck money out of it, right? I think that's what Bill Lawrence and these guys have figured out is it takes about three seasons to tell a story arc. And that's what they're going to do
Yeah.
with Shrinking.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they're going to end it with season three. They should just close it out. But you had Brett Goldstein, who's just amazing at doing these unique characters to some degree who deal with emotional change. And then you take his beard away and you just make him look more. Vulnerable,
Yeah.
and just I dude by the end of the season, I'm sitting there and you got everybody saying what they're thankful for Thanksgiving. It's like a Thanksgiving movie. It's just everybody saying what they're thankful for. Harrison Ford's going on a monologue that's probably going to win him an Emmy, for guest appearance in a series or whatever. And then you got Brett Goldstein who's like thinking about committing suicide. I'm sitting there crying my eyes out into my head. Because I'm not that open. I'm like, dude, don't jump. Don't jump, man. Don't jump. And
Yeah.
then, like, something happens. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the fact that they finished Ted Lasso season three, because we talked about the first season of the show last year or the year before, whenever it was, and how it was okay, not great. They have now taken their full focus from Ted Lasso, I think, and put it into this show. This is a completely different series in season two between, like, his friend Brian, who's a lawyer, who like gives the same monologue like six times about when he's running into Brett Goldstein outside of his house, and he's like, "Get the fuck away from this family. Get out of here." And he's like, "Oh, sorry." Like that, like Jackie and I quote that all the time and how hilarious that is. And he does it like six times.
That was I mean, that's the beauty of that. Like, in each time you just start laughing because you know, like, this is he just wants to tell this story and he's gonna tell it like the exact same way and with that excitement every time.
And then I think, you know, they put a lot of thought in, even into the music that's in the season. And you know, the veteran, I can't for the life of me remember his name right now, that's been living with Jason Segel, him like getting out of his shell. And I mean, I'm sitting there going, "Oh, dude, that's the dumbest thing ever." Like when she sells her half of the food truck to his dad, who he's estranged from, and all, and I'm just like, "Oh, this is the, you know, nobody would ever do that." But it's all about change. But even the music, because the part where Liz is hanging out with her like ex-boyfriend or whatever the hell he is, and they like share that kiss, they start playing a song by the 1975, and it was just like, that was a perfect cut. It was amazing. And I think that's something that they also excelled at in Ted Lasso. So, hell of a season for Shrinking. I can't wait to see hopefully the final season next year. But Brett Goldstein should win like an Emmy, or he should at least be nominated, because they all crushed it this season, in my opinion. And then John C. McGinley, who played Derek, White Derek, Liz's husband. Dude, guy was in Married with Children and like never did much after that. He is crushing it in this show.
Yeah, I think it's Ted McGinley,
Ted McGinley, that's it.
because John C. McGinley was the doctor in Scrubs.
That's why I keep getting mixed up. Yeah, it's Ted McGinley. That's right. Yeah, he's crushing it in this. Hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, he's perfect. Yeah, I mean, is there a weak link character? Maybe one of Derek, maybe one of Derek and Liz's sons, but even the son, even the son that,
Banging Autumn.
yeah,
Summer,
that
not
chick
autumn. Summer.
Summer is the funniest shit ever. Like, she is so good
She
in
gets
that
busted
role.
for fucking stealing plan, like Plan B,
Yeah,
and like, and he's just
dude, she
like pays
coughed.
for it. Yeah, his
Yeah.
maybe the ex-boyfriend, the fact that he like, I don't know, was around so long, and then like Ted McGinley is like buying his beer and stuff like that. It's like, dude, this guy was trying to like steal your wife. Like, I think I wouldn't be buying his beer, but that's the show, right? It's like, it's not about like holding grudges. It's about like enjoying the things of life.
Yeah. Well, and I think the interesting part of that is that I think, as you know, when you're adults and you are, you know, there's always, and I used to have these arguments with friends, like, after my divorce, and like, you know, like, oh, my husband can't have any friends that are women because like they're gonna sleep together, and then my wife can't have any friends with guys because all guys want to do is sleep with women. And it's like when you're with somebody for a long time and you spend a lot of time, you know, when someone pays attention to you, it can lead to that thing. And like, Liz let herself, like, they could have stayed friends and she could have, you know, set boundaries in the beginning. Is like, and then had all of them hang out, but she got caught up in kind of the excitement of someone, you know, different. And I think that's where I think the show does a really good job of, even the best of people can get caught up in that. And like, and while I think, like, it could have, she could have shut it down, I think, because it probably happens a lot more in real life where it may get shut down or it may go all the way. But I think either of those two scenarios, the real life scenarios, are just a little different, because either they fully go for it and then the husband never finds out, Or like he leans in and stops and like, goes out, or even before it gets to that point, be like, I'm happily married, like we can be friends, like
Yeah.
I have guy friends, and but that's all there's
Yeah.
gonna be, and then that can change the thing. 'Cause I think like, I see it so much where in kind of my friend group, there's a lot of people like that are like Blanca's friends with a lot of guys, and historically I've been friends with a lot of girls. Now I've had to change it up a little bit, but just a little like out of respect. But I think if you have like, for me, I know what my moral code is. So like, and I hope, you hope your partner trusts that, because like there's no reason Liz and that guy couldn't have been friends, and she could have gone in business with them and the brewery that he owns, I
Set up
think
dog
like,
adoptions at the brewery. I mean, that shit would have been popping.
but I mean, that's what kind of, it kind of paints a bad light. It's like, oh, he's a single guy and that's all he wants to do is, go after a married woman, and then they'll be like, see, look, all the single guys just are gonna, try to fuck
It's
somebody else's lady.
when Harry met Sally. It's the world's oldest argument. Can the men and women just be friends? And it's a great argument. But I just top to bottom between Jason Segel's daughter, coming to terms with Lewis, and then just their whole friend group, and then you add Wayne's son into it, who's it from New Girl. Just phenomenal. Really love this show. But yeah, no weak link characters, I guess. Everybody's utilized to the right amount. There's no Chekhov's gun still hanging on the wall.
No, it's such a great, there's no notes. It's perfect. It's a perfect season of TV. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. And to put it, Blanca didn't watch the first season. Saw me, came in while I was watching like episode two or three, and then she watched all the remaining without having any knowledge of the show, and loved it. So
Nice.
it's it, you can
You can
do
watch that
that.
season alone and not even know. But no,
Any
great
other
show,
thoughts
man.
on shrinking?
No, it's gonna win some Emmys. I mean, it's this season's definitely gonna win some. They're gonna go all out now that Ted Lasso's done. They're gonna throw their weight behind it. But yeah, man, no, Shrinking's great. I don't know if you got anything else. I know we talked out to Wazoo about the
No,
shows we've been
this is
watching.
probably one of our longest episodes in a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some editing, but that's all right. It's gonna be great. I think we hit a lot of highlights, and we had some good topics. So yeah, appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. Tune in next time. We'll have our top shows of 2024. And then we'll be talking probably the end of Landman and definitely the Squid Game. And then if we can sneak in some Shogun, if I can get that in this week and weekend, then we'll get a show going next week while I'm in Denver. So,
Prince.
what'd you
You
say?
got Severance. You got Severance as
Oh,
well.
and
So
Severance. That's right. Yeah,
I
so
think
tune in
it's
for that,
Friday the
folks.
17th. So maybe, next week, end of the year. And then after that,
We'll
following
roll
weeks,
right into
Severance.
Severance recap and the start of the new season. Can't wait. So, yeah, thanks for kicking it with us, and as Cousin likes to say,
Mahalo.